Before, not after. Guildbreaker. Yes. 2 minutes of reading in silence. Papadelius, this says Cato has 8 to 11 episodes per year, and half of them don't precede car crashes. Guildbreaker, yes, almost exactly half. Papadelius, but the other half do. Guildbreaker, very precisely half. 21 minutes of reading in silence. Papadelius, this is sketchy. Guildbreaker, what? Papadelius, the death of Yangtze Decker in a car crash, November 22nd, 2453, resulted in their widow appealing to their brother on the news, which probably ended the Six Lakes hostage crisis. The death of retired Romanov editor Anne Levine Gore's Marmalade in a car crash, August 8, 2452, drastically weakened the Nurturist faction in the European elections. The death of Madden Manila in a car crash, May 15, 2451, made Mycroft Gow drop out of the anti-Mitsubishi land grab movement. The death of Kierkegaard Ranker may have passed the Reservation Welfare Act. The death of Jay Dyko may have saved Roncorp and subsidiaries. The death of Herrera Lee may have erased the Greenpeace Mitsubishi factionalism. But none of this is direct influence. These are all friends, cousins, ex-roommates, sometimes with 4 or 5 degrees of rather sketchy separation from the effect they're supposed to have had. Guildbreaker. Yes. Papadelius. Connections no one would spot unless they were already looking for something suspicious. Just like with Sugiyama's Grand Barkid's fiancée. Guildbreaker. Exactly. Papadelius. How many of these did you find? These politically consequential crashes? Guildbreaker. 34 so far. Roughly 5 per year, or 50% of all car crashes over the last 7 years. Papadelius. 34? Was whoever did this analysis told which crashes were preceded by Cato's episodes? Guildbreaker. No. Papadelius. Yet it seems every single politically influential death was preceded by an episode. Guildbreaker. So it seems. Papadelius, and the crashes which were not preceded by episodes seem to have had no meaningful political consequences. Guildbreaker, so it seems. Papadelius, 35 deaths over 7 years. The rafting accident that killed their bapas was 5 years ago, right? Guildbreaker, correct. Papadelius, so this has to have started before that. Guildbreaker. At least 2 years before. 4 minutes of reading in silence. Papadelius. You intend these as control groups? Guildbreaker. Which? Papadelius. Proportion of lethal food poisoning victims whose deaths had a detectable political impact, 2.2%. Proportion of bee sting deaths with a political impact, 2.5%. Proportion of deaths from elevators breaking, 2.3%. Guildbreaker. Yes, control groups. I had my analysts do precisely the same analysis of these groups that they did on the car crash deaths, since it's possible that, with 5 degrees of separation, anyone's death can have a traceable political impact. 2% can, it seems, but 2% is not 50%. Papadelius. No, no, it's not. 18 minutes of reading in silence. Papadelius. Where did you get this data? Guildbreaker. Which? Papadelius. Cato's episode in January did not precede a crash, but preceded the suicide of Tipper Casterman, which pulled Haleakala Banks out of the Nurturist movement. Cato's episode in November preceded the alcohol poisoning death of Carlyle Galli, which stopped their uncle's string of inflammatory speeches against President Ganymede. Cato's episode in August preceded an unforeseen reaction to the new medication which killed the infamous blackmailer Colorado Dix. Guildbreaker. 3 weeks before that episode, an experiment Cato conducted in the Junior Scientist Squad lab in Chicago suggested the possibility of that very medication causing such a fatal reaction when combined with another rare drug. But Cato tried to destroy the data. I stole the files. Papadelius, you just confessed to a crime. Guildbreaker, I know. Papadelius, these deaths, these people who didn't die in crashes, they have no connection of any kind to the Sinir Weeksbooth Bash, to Black Sakura, to anything. What did you do? Analyze every single person who died the day after one of Cato's episodes to see if any had a political impact? Guildbreaker. The 2 days after, yes. Papadelius. How? There must have been thousands. Guildbreaker. Tens of thousands. At first I asked the Romanovan censor if they could do some calculations for me, but they were too busy. Their deputy, Jung-Soo-Hyung Ansale Kosala, was also too busy, and Toshi Mitsubishi is biased, so I asked Mycroft Canner. Papadelius. Naturally. Guildbreaker. Mycroft was also too busy. So I asked Jung-Soo-Hyung to recommend someone else who could do calculations on this scale. They said I should hire a Cartesian set-set. Papadelius. Cartesian, specifically? Guildbreaker. Cartesian, specifically. They're capable of following dynamic charts with up to 45 variables at once, so they can do the work of 10 sensors, at least as far as reading data goes. Papadelius. That's the same kind of set-set Eureka Weeksbooth and Sidney Coons are, right? Guildbreaker. Yes. I hired one, as the censor recommended, and that set-set is also how I found the political connections of the car crash victims. The connections are so indirect that, on my own, I would only have spotted a handful of them, but the set-set found them in a flash. All they needed was a computer system with software for tracking the relationships between all people in the world. 5 such computers exist, to my knowledge. The computers in the Romanovan censor's office, the tracker system, the transit computers, and the Sinir Weeksbooth Bash, the identical computers at the Salahat backup site, and the Utopian Transit System computers, which are what I used for the purpose. 2 minutes of reading in silence. Papadelius. From this report, the victims tend to be, how should one put this? Guildbreaker. Unpromising individuals? Papadelius. I was going to say losers, but that'll do. People with few friends, low-impact hobbies and jobs which don't generate much that's used by anyone else. No artists, researchers, teachers, great industrialists, corporate leaders, athletes, or anything. Guildbreaker. Yes. Papadelius. And all the victims are either Masons, Cousins, Brillists, or Hivelists. No humanists, or Mitsubishi, no Europeans, and of course no Utopians, since Utopians have their separate transit system. Guildbreaker. Humanists, Mitsubishi, and Europeans have died in crashes on occasion, but Cato did not have episodes before those crashes, and less than 2.5% of their deaths were influential. Just as in the case of bee stings or elevator crashes. And they die in crashes substantially less often than Masons, Cousins, or Brillists. Papadelius. How did no one notice that before? Guildbreaker. Perhaps because there are many more Masons and Cousins anyway. Or perhaps because the entire press and media of the whole world is united in a conspiracy to conceal this. Or something in between. Papadelius. And one of them has the gall to go by sniper. Guildbreaker. You see it, don't you? Papadelius. It's too much. I expected a small conspiracy, a couple murders, not dozens over years. 35 using the cars themselves, as many by other means. But Cato knew. No wonder the others wouldn't let Cato quit and become a utopian. Guildbreaker. Yes. Yes, that was what led me to this, actually. Papadelius. Oh? Guildbreaker. Cato said, quote, the Utopians aren't dirty like the rest of us. From the point of view of someone who runs the cars, the thing which most distinguishes utopians from everyone else is that they have their own separate system. Utopians can't be killed in crashes. And you won't find any utopian names in the lists of people killed by other means, either. Papadilius, of course not. Anything that kills a utopian, they investigate until they solve it. If I were an assassin, I'd never touch them. Guildbreaker, exactly. Utopians don't profit from the system, and they aren't targeted by it. They're untouched, clean, from Cato's perspective, while the rest of the world... Papadilius, while the rest of the world has been held together by shoestrings and assassination for the past 7 years. Guildbreaker, for the record, Commissioner General, would you please explain out loud the conclusion that you've come to, so a third party can compare it to my independently derived conclusion, which I recorded just before I came? Papadilius, relax, Guildbreaker. I know you're a Mason, but there are limits to how methodical you have to be. Guildbreaker, for the record. Papadilius, fine. Since coming of age, the current generation of Senir Weeks Booth Bash has been carrying out a series of systematic assassinations. The two Cartesian Setsets, Eureka Weeks Booth and Sidney Coons, can use the transit system computers to figure out how to influence events by identifying low-profile people to assassinate, whose deaths won't seem suspicious, but will have the desired impact. This Bash, or someone controlling it, has been using these assassinations to manipulate world politics for at least 7 years. They've conspicuously avoided killing any humanists, Mitsubishi or Europeans, either because those hives are backing them, or just because the Bash are humanists. They have old ties with the Mitsubishi, manifest in the ancestry of Sniper, Cato, and Eureka, and... no, I have no theory about Europe at the moment. The assassins know they can't kill too many people in crashes, or the sudden increase will look suspicious. So, members of the Bash had to develop other ways to kill, culminating in the unfortunate Cato Weeks Booth, who's been using their scientific expertise for murder, and feels so guilty about it that they come close to attempting suicide every time. 12 times a year for 7 years makes at least 80 murders. Is that about right? Guildbreaker, my set is still looking at earlier years. Papadilius, it's hard not to see it when you look. All it took was someone to point us at the Senir Weeks Booth Bash and connect it with Sugiyama through Black Sakura. Someone wants this exposed. Guildbreaker, yes, that's very worrying. I still have no clue who or why. Do you? Papadilius, only hunches. It's best not to share hunches. Guildbreaker, may I ask a couple more details? Papadilius, fire away. Guildbreaker, how do you account for the suicide deaths? The recording of the phone call to Aki Sugiyama proves O'Bairn was talking about wanting to kill himself, whether or not that was what actually made the car crash. And the autopsy of Esmerald Revere left no doubt that that was suicide. If you review the list of supposed victims, more than 30% of those who didn't die in crashes are suicides. Papadilius, suicide is the most common cause of death. Any smart killer tries to make their murders look like suicides. Guildbreaker, would you guess this conspiracy involves every member of the Senir Weeks Booth Bash? Or just some of them? Papadilius, no telling yet, but my gut says all. They must know Cato is the weak link. If they've involved Cato, they'll have involved everyone. Plus, every member of that Bash is insane to some degree. Being a mass murderer will do that to you. So will murdering your own bapas when they find out. Guildbreaker, then you agree the rafting accident was no accident. Papadilius, I investigated that myself when it happened. There was no evidence of foul play, but it always smelled fishy to me. Now we know why. This system couldn't work if the parents were against it.